Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. A review is underway into the bike shelter at Leinster House, which cost an enormous €336,000. The cost of the shelter has been widely criticised, including by the Taoiseach, who said it was inexcusable and inexplicable. There have been calls to name and shame those responsible for signing off on the shelter. The Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Catherine Murphy, wants the committee members to examine the matter, and she's written to its chair, Brian Stanley, asking that they do so. And Catherine Murphy is with me now in the studio. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
What do you want the Public Accounts Committee to do?
Yeah, well, I've sought very specific things that we write to the OPW, but also the leadership team in Leinster House, and also then to the Clerk of the Dáil, who's the accounting officer. See, with the OPW, the budget will have come from a particular area, like it have come from the House of the Oireachtas Commission. The House of the Oireachtas Commission has a multi-annual budget. It goes through the Dáil, and the Controller and Auditor General is the auditor. And essentially, everything from the lights, everything is covered, the cost is covered, they run the budget. Now, I checked during the week, my colleague at least, Jennifer Whitmore, checked during the week, and this didn't come in front of the
House of the Oireachtas Commission, which runs Leinster House.
Yeah. So somebody had to sign off on it. So all three of those, I think, that's got to be the budget that it came out of. So I'm looking for a breakdown of the totality of the costs. I'm looking for the timeline from the concept to the delivery, what other locations within the complex were looked at, a schedule of the decision makers, right through the project, and a copy of the business case and the value for money report. Now, that has to be there somewhere. And I think if we get that, and I'm asking the Public Accounts Commission to take on that piece of work to write to those entities with that specific request, because we've got to get to the point where we can see where the controls failed on this. Because there controls.
Did the controls fail, though? Because the OPW says in its statement, it defended the cost somewhat, saying that the project involved several unique challenges due to it being located within the setting of Leinster House, which is a protected structure of national importance. That would seem to suggest that the OPW doesn't believe that controls failed, but that this was just a costly project because it happened in an area of which was important to our heritage.
Look, I completely understand the issues around a protected structure and the importance of Leinster House, and I'm not saying that you could buy something off the shelf for this location, but 335,000 euros is just an extraordinary amount of money for something like this. People can see it with their own eyes, and for me, it seems like it seems out of it just seems far too much. It's way too expensive.
Is it clear to you though at this stage who or what body signed off on this?
I think it had to be. I mean, the OPW will carry out work for, if it's Department of Health or Department of Justice or wherever. In this case, they carried it out for the Houses of the Commission, I believe. It didn't come in front of them, so somebody had to sign off. So it has to be. The accounting officer will be the one that ultimately takes responsibility for the budget, and that is the Clerk of the Dáil.
The Ciarán Comhairle, Sean O'Farrell, said that the Houses of the Oireachtas Commission, which runs Leinster House, that it had no role in approving spending for the project. Should it have had a role?
Yeah, this is what I would have thought it would have. And this is what we've got to get to the bottom of. I really just want to get under the bonnet on this and just see how this happened, what controls were in place or should be in place. We can't have a repetition of this type of thing. And this is the only way to deal with it when something like this arises, that you actually go right down to, how it occurred. Now, I'm sure the materials that were in it, the OPW will justify, but Was there another location on the campus that would have required something less sensitive in terms of the provision of a shelter if this was going to cost this amount of money? That's the kind of thing that you would have been exploring if you were if you had been presented with that budget and you were seeing what you were going to get for it.
Somebody is responsible for signing off on this, for approving those costs. Does there need to be accountability?
Yes, there does.
And what does that look like?
Well, essentially, well, the very first thing is that you've got to see where the controls are. I think we have to get the information first and see what was presented to the people who are making the decision. And then we've got to decide on how that's handled. We've got to make sure that adequate controls are put in place for future projects. But we've got to hear from the people who made that decision. But we've got to find out who that person was or those people were.
All right. I just want to ask you, Catherine Murphy, about the proposals for a redress scheme for victims and survivors of sexual abuse in schools. Do you accept what the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission is saying, that there needs to be a redress scheme set up quickly?
Yes, it does need to be set up quickly. I think it's a really important. There's a couple of elements to this. The first one is that, you know, part of a redress will be to hold people and entities to account. And I think, you know, looking at the previous experience of where there was voluntary, offers, and those voluntary offers were, some of them weren't forthcoming. So I think we've got to make sure that in setting
that up,
from the religious congregations, I think in setting a redress scheme up quickly, and I completely understand that the state has an element of responsibility, we can't at the same time allow other entities that are, who are, you know, absolutely culpable in this off the hook when it comes to an obligation. And I don't think that obligation should be a voluntary obligation.
They should be compelled,
because we can see the difference in the legal obligation from the 2002 redress scheme and even at that there was a problem. And the Ryan report, where there were voluntary contributions or voluntary offers, and some of those didn't materialise, and there was nothing the state could do about that. There has to be consequences for this. And the state can't, state has to make sure that happens.
Catherine Murphy, Social Democrats TD and Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today.
Thank you.